Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend kicks off the 25th anniversary of the Sacramento Jewish Film Festival, which spans a variety of genres in film, like comedies, animation, musicals, documentaries, so much more. The festival is packed 2 weekends of live events. This weekend is the first one, as well as a menu of online movies to choose from, including for younger audiences, and special events, as well as panel discussions. Tevin Lexer is the director of the Sacramento Jewish Film Festival and joins us with more. Good afternoon, an exciting time for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you for making the time. So this marks 25 years. Let's start back from the beginning and how this film festival has evolved over the last, you know, quarter century.
We've had challenges such as COVID. The festival started actually a little more than 25 years ago. A few years we skipped. The film festival was founded by my friend Margie Park, along with Sid Heberger at the Crest Theater. Margie and I knew each other from college. We went to college together in Binghamton, New York. And I have been part of the festival for the entire 25 years. I've been director for the last 7 years.
Wow. So you've really seen it from the beginning and how it's grown to today. I mean, there are luckily film festivals of all kinds here in Sacramento. We have like the French Film Festival, and of course, there's others as well. What makes the Jewish Film Festival unique or different from others?
Well, it's interesting. People often ask, what makes a how do we select a film and what makes it a quote unquote Jewish film? So it could be a Jewish theme, could be a Jewish actor, a Jewish director. It could be what we call tikkun olam, which means repairing the world. So it could be a film about social justice. And we have films in all those different categories.
You also have films that are going to be taking place over the span of 2 weekends, spanning 11 nations, 11 languages. I mean, that is wonderful. That's so comprehensive. I mean, how does this type of diverse selection contribute to the overall theme of this year's festival?
Well, we try to have a combination of documentaries, drama, comedy, if we can find them. It's sometimes difficult to find the comedies. We also have short films. We have features and shorts. And we have a selection team of about 25 people. We review maybe 150 to 200 films each year. No one sees all of them, but it's a really fun process to find the right films.
So if someone's listening to this and they're interested in attending, this does span 2 weekends. Weekend one is in Davis. Weekend two, which is next weekend, is in Sacramento. You have virtual options as well. Can you help guide someone to getting the full experience from this film festival?
Sure. So as you said, Vicky, we open in Davis Saturday night and Sunday. We're at the Veterans Memorial Theater. Do you have addresses on the website, or should I tell you?
We do on our Insight page.
Okay,
you can find
wonderful.
All of that.
Okay. All right. So we will have 4 films in Davis, and I can explain some of the films in a moment. And then the next weekend, we have 5 films at the Center, which is on Sierra Boulevard. And then we have 2 weeks of streaming films, the week of March 11, 9 films, the week of March 18, 9 films. We have passes and tickets available, many different options.
A lot of options for everyone. I mean, it would also, on a serious note, it would be impossible to ignore what's unfolding in the Middle East, the conflict between Israel and Hamas, as well as the rise of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia in our area, as well as around the country. How is that going to shape the tone and what you want attendees to get out of this festival?
I'll just focus on one film, I think, to answer that question. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise over the last several years. ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, recently surveyed and said that there's been a 3-fold increase in anti-Semitic incidents just over the last year. So we will have a new film called The Conspiracy. And that film is streaming the last week from March 18 to 24, and essentially documents 250 years of anti-Semitism, focusing on Russia, Germany, and France. And it addresses the age-old myths of that there's a cabal of Jews set on world domination. That's total fiction, and the film addresses that head on. And what's going to be unique is that we'll have a panel discussion, a live Zoom panel discussion on March 17. There'll be details on our website. And we're going to focus, we're going to have on the panel three UC Davis professors. Each have a different discipline, law, history, and psychology. So they're addressing anti-Semitism from three different lenses. And the JCRC, which is the Jewish Community Relations Council, will be moderating that chat.
I think a panel like that is great, especially after, you know, watching a film or documentary like that, because usually that's something you want to talk about after, right? I mean, and it's meant to be talked about. And so it's good to have a panel like that. On the flip side, I mean, and that is a very important piece that you're going to be showing at the film festival, but you also have films for younger movie lovers as well, for younger audiences. Tell us about them.
Sure. And, you know, I think I just gave the wrong date. It's March 21st.
March 21st.
For the Zoom chat. Yes, we have a number of films for a younger audience. The morning of March 10, we have the animated classic Prince of Egypt. It's the 25th year of that film. And we also have one of the streaming films. So that one's in person on March 10. We have a lovely nature documentary called Kinneret, Sea of Life, that will be available online. And it's just a lovely nature documentary.
This is a name that I think will be familiar to a lot of people. You're also having a film that is titled Remembering Gene Wilder. Tell us about it.
Oh, my. I mean, who can't forget films like Young Frankenstein and Frisco Kid and Silver Streak? Gene Wilder is such a classic actor, comedian. I've loved him from the beginning. And this is a wonderful documentary film about his life and his contribution to Jewish humor and humor around the world. It's a real digression from the news of the day.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that there's been a rise in anti-Semitism in recent years. We've had these conversations on Insight as well. How are you preparing for the in-person events at this festival?
So we will have enhanced security at both venues. We will have off-duty police officers as well as private security, and we will be having bag checks. So that's something new. We haven't done that before. I recently was in Miami at the Miami Jewish Film Festival, and they also had bag checks. So that's an unfortunate new reality for us.
Finally, when this all concludes and people took in all of those films and the chats and the panels, what do you hope people take away?
I hope people gather, especially in the in-person films. It's just a great place for people to gather and commiserate and to laugh together. I also want to say that on the opening night, March 9th, we have a dessert reception. We'll be providing Humantaschen from the Upper Crust Bakery. We also have in person the screenwriter, actress, and professional singer coming from Toronto. The film is called Less Than Kosher, and she'll be performing a mini concert after the film.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tevin, for stopping by. I can only imagine how busy you are this week.
Oh, it's been fabulous. One more thing. I do want to thank CAP Radio for being one of our prime sponsors. And I want to thank all of our business sponsors and individual sponsors.
Tevin Laxer is the director of the Sacramento Jewish Film Festival. It is spanning two weekends. It kicks off this weekend in Davis and next weekend in Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here on Monday.